Walking the streets of Norvik, I hear what I imagine the town typically sounds like on any given winter Sunday morning. Snow machines rounding corners and kids laughing and playing outside. But step inside the Akaluk Norvik school yesterday afternoon, and the excitement is tangible. Volunteers in the kitchen work busily to prepare 13,000 pounds of food, flown in from Kotzebue, for a giant celebration, an unprecedented one for the 700-person village. The reason being, Mike Dunleavy is being sworn in as governor this afternoon, and he chose to host a ceremony right here in Norvik. This makes Dunleavy the first governor to be sworn in above the Arctic Circle. Dunleavy's wife, Rose, is from Norvik. Community members are excited to welcome Rose home, including volunteer cook Molly Sheldon.
Welcome home to his wife, Rose. Welcome home, and we're happy. The whole village is happy.
Rhoda Johnson, busy chopping pineapple for tomorrow's fruit salad, shares a memory of Rose Dunleavy's kindness.
I wanted my permanent friend, and they were stuck in Kotzebue. She called Kotzebue, and my PFDs got in that evening. I sure thank her. I think I got her a box of strawberries, if I remember right. She was helpful. I'm glad she's coming home finally.
Rhoda and Molly are two of just under 100 community members volunteering their time and efforts to organize the swearing-in ceremony and celebration. Other volunteers signed up to shuttle reporters and other visitors to and from the airport. Many helped to set up the school gymnasium for the big event, arranging chairs and decorating with flowers. Gia Hanna is the event's head organizer. She pays close attention to detail as she directs the rehearsal of the event Sunday afternoon. She informs those involved in the ceremony that no matter where they're at in the agenda, the Constitution states that the governor must be sworn in before 12 noon, and so it's vital that they remain on schedule. According to Hanna, when the governor-elect asked her to organize the event, he stressed the importance of its accessibility to Norvik community members first and visitors second. She told me, quote, "The most important thing to him was that everyone in Norvik who wants to attend can attend." Because of space and resources, though, the event is capped at 750 attendees. Community volunteer Sophie Cleveland has been distributing tickets to interested community members.
I was given 400 tickets to hand out to the residents of Norvik, 18 and over. I've been announcing on the BHF and, you know, spreading the word in town saying, I have tickets if you want to come and attend the governor inauguration.
For many, it's exciting to not only host the inauguration in town, but to witness firsthand as someone they know closely becomes the state's governor. Norvik school principal Faith Jers shares memories of working with Dunleavy back when he worked in education.
When I first came to Alaska, I was 28 years old, and Mike Dunleavy was a fourth grade teacher at the school where I was in Kotzebue, and I did the gifted program there, and so we worked together my very first year in Alaska. And then he was also the superintendent here when I was a teacher here. So I know Mike well, and I know Rose through Mike.
As far as the unprecedented event's impact and legacy for remote Northwest Alaska,
it kind of puts Norvik on the map, and I hope that kids in the region feel like anybody can become the governor, that a fourth grade teacher can become the governor of our state. It's a great story, and I really hope that everyone feels welcome here and loves our school and our town as much as we do.
Mayor Vern Cleveland echoed how the high-profile event will surely bring attention to the small town.
As soon as it happens, I bet people were Googling, where's Norvik at? It's going to put us on the map. And I'm glad the governor's coming up to Norvik to look at how we live and what kind of situation we're in the rural areas. And that'll help us a lot in the long run.
The ceremony in Norvik today will start around 10:45 this morning, with Dunleavy and Lieutenant Governor-elect Kevin Meyer being sworn in around noon. Afterwards, the entire town will share in a community celebration feast. Reporting from Norvik, I'm Katie Kazmierski.